Hello and welcome to the third episode of the special Simply Save series, Your Money and COVID-19. In the previous episode, we spoke about how we can best manage our equity and debt investments. If you haven't heard that yet, do go and check that out. Today, we are back with Money Control's personal finance editor, Kezad Adejania, and he's here to tell us why we must have our insurance. Hi, Kezad. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kirtana. Good to be back.
How important is insurance, Kezad? We have been talking about this consistently.
So we cannot stress this enough, but yes, insurance is extremely important. Okay. In fact, yesterday only we were talking about a robust financial plan, and you'd recollect what we had said in our previous episode in this series is that, even before you start thinking about wealth creation, before you start investing, you need to have a foundation in place. And what is that foundation? It is a two-legged stool called emergency corpus on one hand and insurance on the other hand. Okay, so you need to have a health insurance policy because, this will pay your health, your hospitalization expenses, right? So, these days hospitalization expenses can be quite severe and you really don't want to take that out of your pocket. So if you have an insurance in place, your hospitalization bills will be paid directly by the insurer. Right. So that is why you need an insurance. You need to have a health insurance and you need to have at least, if you're an individual, you need to have at least 5 lakh rupees worth of health insurance cover. If you are a family of four, then you must have a family floater policy of about 10 to 15 lakh. Now, and over and above this, family, Kirtana, can also have a top up policy with a deductible. So that's a cheaper way to increase your health cover. But my point is you need to get into a health insurance early on because it's beneficial. As you know, when you are young, you are relatively far healthier than what you would be when you come middle age or old age, So at your younger age, in the pink of your health, if you get an insurance policy, you don't even need to do a medical examination. The premiums are also very low. And then, the annual increase in premium is not much. But let's say if you take a health insurance policy when you're in your 40s or 50s, okay, then it becomes very difficult for you to get one because by that time you may have already developed some medical condition or something like a hypertension, God forbid, or diabetes or something like that, which then makes it difficult for you to get a health insurance policy. And even if you get one, the premium would be expensive. So it's very important to, when you start making a financial plan at the start of your working career, you have an insurance plan in place as well.
Okay. But when I'm working, my company will also be providing insurance. Should I still be buying my own?
Yes, absolutely. You need to buy your own health insurance policy also. Your company, yes, today many companies will provide health insurance cover for their employees. But there is no guarantee that this company provided insurance cover will continue forever. Because suppose if you lose your job or if you switch jobs, you lose that cover and then you never know whether your new company will give you that cover or not, as in their own health cover or not. Besides, we are living in very tricky times these days. As you know, coronavirus is around, COVID-19 it's a dreadful disease to have. And, because of this, there is a lot of layoffs which is happening because of the fall in economic activities. Airlines have stopped flying, hotels have stopped taking travelers, travel and tourism, the entire travel and tourism industry is in great stress. And there are many, we're hearing about many layoffs already or many salary cuts that are happening because of COVID-19 times. So in these cases, when your salary gets deducted or you get cut or something, your company might just stop paying you the insurance benefits. Okay. Your company might think, we are in stressful times. We're not making profits. So cost cutting will cut down your insurance cover. What are you going to do? It's a terrible situation to be in. Your company cover can go away overnight if you change jobs or even if you lose jobs or even if you happen to be in the same company, but the company is going through a stressful period. And, once you have crossed that age, as I have said before, getting a brand new cover at that time may be a little difficult because, you may have already developed some health condition, okay, by then. So that's the biggest challenge with being dependent purely on your company cover. Okay. The other problem is that some companies do not provide the company cover for dependent parents. Okay. Like in our companies, Kirtana, you would know this as well as I do, that we do have an insurance cover which covers our dependent parents. But there are many, many companies that provide insurance cover that do not cover dependent parents. But if you have a family floater of your own, then it could cover your dependent parents also. So independent, and of course, if your parents have an independent cover, all the more better. So, which is why it's very important for you to have your own personal health insurance cover over and above what the company may or may not provide.
Right. And in our previous episode, we spoke about investments and stuff. But instead of using a health insurance, why can't we just liquidate our investments and pay off hospital bills?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that is one alternative, that, you know, if you don't have your insurance policy and if there is hospitalization required, then what do? You have to dip into your own savings, right? So that is always a possibility, and that is always possible. But you should remember one thing, Kirtana, that your medical cover is up for renewal every year. Okay, so suppose if you utilize your medical cover, okay, the entire amount gets reinstated again the next year. But if you use your portfolio, okay, if you liquidate your mutual funds or any other financial savings that you have for your hospitalization bills, then you start from zero. You start from absolute zero again. Your investment amount does not get reinstated.
Right.
Your insurance cover will get reinstated for you to use it again next year, if God forbid, again, you need, if the need arises. But if you use your investments, then it's gone. Then next year, if the need arises, then you won't have any money to foot your hospital bills.
Okay. And speaking of coronavirus, Ghazad, there are many coronavirus-specific insurance policies that have come up these days.
Yeah.
Do I need to buy them as well?
So, yeah, there are many new policies that have been issued that cover coronavirus hospitalization costs, as in they are specifically covered just for coronavirus. So companies like Digit, Edelweiss, Star Health are just some of the companies that offer a policy. And they give you a sum assured of anything between ₹25,000 to a lakh rupees roundabout. Okay. But to answer your question, Kirtana, you don't need to buy any of these if you already have a pure health insurance cover, because all your existing health insurance policies will cover COVID-19 hospitalization costs.
Okay. But what is the difference between these coronavirus specific insurances and the regular ones?
So the regular ones are your insurance policies, which will cover all sorts of ailments, of course. Of course, if you have bought a new policy and if you have an existing ailment, then there is a waiting period for that. But that's a different thing. Point is that your basic health insurance coverage is encompassing all your health conditions, while your COVID-related health policies, which have just been issued, they will cover only your COVID-related hospitalization costs.
Okay.
COVID policies will also be much smaller than what the sum assured of your basic health insurance cover would be.
Okay. Suppose I go for testing for coronavirus, will my health policy reimburse that cost?
Well, if it leads to hospitalization, then yes. If it does not lead to hospitalization, then it does not. It will not cover for it.
Okay. So I have to pay an extra coverage of COVID-19 within my existing health insurance?
No, you don't have to pay anything extra. Your health insurance, your existing health insurance cover will automatically cover COVID-19. The condition is that you have to be hospitalized for it. I mean, if you just go for a test, and if it doesn't, of course, now the Supreme Court has said that all the COVID tests have to be free, but it's a developing situation. I don't know how it's going to evolve. But up until now, you could test for coronavirus even in a private lab also, and with a cost. But if you do not, if the test actually comes out negative and it does not require you to be hospitalized, then your insurance company won't cover that cost.
Right. Thank you so much, Ghazad. I'm sure many people had questions about insurance and how to go about them at this time.
My pleasure, Kirtana. I hope nobody needs to utilize their policies for COVID-19, because I just hope that nobody gets diagnosed. But yeah, I mean, it's a tricky, tricky situation out there, I think.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Your Money and COVID-19 special series. I'm sure you learned that insurance is an important part of being financially protected during this pandemic. Do tune into our other episodes and get on top of your money game. If you have any other questions for Ghazad, he'll be happy to answer them. So do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.